Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Oh, how fondly everyone will remember one vote after another. They're about to go into the fourth ballot. The last time this happened, which was in 1923, exactly 100 years ago, it took them 9 ballots to finally elect a speaker. That's nothing compared to that 1855 adventure, which took 133 ballots before they finally elected a speaker, a newly minted Republican who had just joined the Republican Party. But what is going on right now, and what is going on in the Congress to try to avoid the very real threat of a depression? Or at least a recession. We have the great privilege of speaking with Peter Coy about that. And Peter is an economics writer for the New York Times. He has been writing about economics for Opinion in the New York Times, and before that for many other business magazines. One of his most recent columns is called A Strong Signal That Recession is Looming. And you're not the only one saying that. Vox put together a collection of 23 things they think will happen in the year 2023. And one of those things is an economic recession. There seems to be a consensus that a recession is likely. The real question, isn't it, is how bad is it likely to be? What say you, Peter Coy?
My guess is that there will be a recession, and it will not be the kind that produces double-digit unemployment. We might get up to, say, 5% or so on unemployment, which is not fun for the people who are out of work. Especially it's not fun for the sort of groups that tend to suffer the most when unemployment rises. That would be the young, sometimes the old, racial minorities, people with lower education. These are all people who are the last hired and the first fired. So for them, 2023 could be a grim year. That said, it's not likely to be a sort of a deep recession. We're not going to get the kind of unemployment that we had in the very brief but intense COVID recession of 2020.
And what about the all-important presidential year of 2024? With the relatively mild recession that you're targeting, is it possible that we would have enough of an economic recovery in the middle of election season, say mid-year of 2024, so that people finally get the conviction that we're headed in the right direction? Right now, people feel overwhelmingly we're headed the wrong way.
Well, yeah, but see, Michael, that's a really important question, because think about it. Right now, the unemployment rate is quite low. So if unemployment and if the job market is what you care about, you should be quite happy now. The reason people aren't happy is that inflation has been high. So for many of us, probably most of us, our actual pay, that means actual pay, the kind after you filter out inflation, has fallen. Study by the Dallas Fed said it's fallen by the most in more than 20 years, the real pay. So looking ahead to 2024, let's say that inflation does come down and the unemployment, the recession is kind of over by then people might be in a better mood.
And the question is, who does that help? Does that help the right now, this moment, floundering Republicans and who control the House of Representatives? Could they claim credit for something like that? What should they be doing differently at a time when so many people are expecting a recession and expecting economic crisis? If Republicans want to get out from under that and actually help the country, I suspect that probably arguing about who's going to be the next speaker isn't helping that cause.
Yeah, it's probably not helping. So I'm not a political analyst, but what I can say is that in general, whoever is president tends to get the credit or the blame for the economic situation that's current at the time that people are making up their minds about the election, which tends to be like the summer heading into the fall of the election year. Sometimes they get more credit or more blame than they actually deserve because the president is just one person. There's a lot of things the Congress deserves credit or blame as well. Then there are other things that are sort of beyond politics that just happen. You know, if there's a, for example, an energy crisis or something, a big increase in oil prices or something, that can have a big negative impact on the economy. So I'm not going to try to predict what's going to happen in 2024, but if it's things are going well, you would have to think that would be good for the Democrats.
Yeah, but it would be good for the country.
The country, of course. Yeah,
but
I mean, politically for the Democrats, but obviously be positive. We all want to have a stronger, healthy economy with rising wages and low unemployment.
Yeah, and by the way, one of the things that is also very peculiar is when you look at real estate prices right now, they have stopped their sort of relentless march to higher and higher levels. And
yeah,
in a lot of cities like the Seattle area where I live, prices have gone down somewhat, but houses are more difficult than ever to buy. And that's because of interest rates, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, that is not accidental. The Federal Reserve is deliberately trying to slow the economy through higher interest rates. And so it has multiple effects. It makes houses more expensive. It makes makes companies lay people off. Now you think, well, why would the Fed ever want to do that? Well, they think the economy is too hot, too strong, and that's what's behind the high inflation. So they're trying to use high interest rates to slow things down, and the collateral damage is home buyers and workers.
Okay, so right now, if you were looking at the need for a more coherent policy in Washington, D.C. for the U.S. economy, what would be the top two priorities?
Well, actually, I think that there was a period where the U.S. went really, really heavy on fiscal stimulus. And that may have contributed to the high inflation we have now. But that sort of turned around. At this point, that's not the issue anymore. If anything, the economy could use more help on the fiscal side. And then on the monetary side, I just wonder if the Federal Reserve might be overdoing things on its interest rate increases, because it's not even done yet. They're talking about more increases this year, possibly another 0.75 percentage point on top of the big increases we already had in 2022. And that might be overdoing things. That might unnecessarily throw a lot of people out of work.
And it also damages people's 401ks, whatever savings they have, whatever they may be depending on. Peter, your most recent piece is under the heading "A Strong Signal That Recession Is Looming," is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. And with all of this gloom, and yes, gloom about the state of our politics, there have been a bunch of recent articles that actually take an optimistic view of the moment we're living in and the moments to follow. We'll get to those. What is the real basis that people are seizing upon for optimism right now? We'll get to that and more on The MedVed Show.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show. It looks like the House of Representatives is about to go forward to their fourth ballot. Again, it took last time this happened, which was in 1923. It took 9 ballots, and the question becomes, what is the message here? Who does it help? And I do think it is difficult for people not to notice that the Democrats seem to be strongly united behind Hakeem Jeffries, a congressman from Brooklyn, who is their leader, and is, I think, going to be a more effective leader for the Democratic Party and a more formidable leader for Republicans to deal with than Nancy Pelosi was. Well, there I've said it. The this is one of those things where Marjorie Taylor Greene actually makes a statement that that I agree with. Do you have that on audio, Jeremy? We do. Okay, alert the media. Marjorie Taylor Greene says something sensible, and we'll give her acknowledgement for that. Listen.
If my friends in the Freedom Caucus, Matt Gaetz and others, will not take the win when they have it, they're proving to the country that they don't care about doing the right thing for the for America. They're proving to the country that they're just destructionists. And that's not what we need to do as a party. That's why Republicans fail. And I'm really tired of it. So.
Okay, let it be said that to her credit, I think, she has been supporting Kevin McCarthy all along. Even though Kevin McCarthy has been harsh on her regarding committee assignments and other problems that she has. Look, this doesn't mean that I'm going to be volunteering for any campaigns that MTG, that Marjorie Taylor Greene may have, but it does mean sometimes the situation becomes so obvious and so problematic that there clearly has to be a reconsideration. What a number of experts are talking about now is that with going into a fourth ballot, this thing could go on forever. A prior ballot for Speaker of the House, which involved Nathaniel P. Banks, who, by the way, after he became Speaker of the House, he went on to be a very disappointing governor of Massachusetts, and then he was a Civil War general with a terrible record of failure. And he was elected on the 133rd ballot in 1855. So we're getting back into American history. In terms of where we are right now, there's a series of columns, and they really do need to be shared and considered because they're substantive, nearly all of them. One of the best of them is by Zachary Carabel for the Wall Street Journal, of course, and Carabel is the founder of the Progress Network and president of A River Twice Capital, and he is the author of 13 books. But he writes under the heading of The Bright Side of 2022, looking ahead to 2023, if the final decades of the 20th century were marked by a burst of techno-capitalist optimism, the first decades of the 21st century have often felt like a step-by-step descent into despair. Beginning with the false Armageddon of Y2K, remember that? I always think of that when it's New Year's Eve, because the Y2K believers were kind of flummoxed when the lights stayed on and the world didn't fall apart. And Jeremy and I both know somebody we used to work with at a different radio station, whose family, her whole extended family, parents and siblings, moved out to the country to raise goats because they were convinced that Seattle was going to shut down. Now, I know there are people who think Seattle should shut down, but it didn't happen on January 1st, 2000. In any event, beginning with the false Armageddon of Y2K and followed in quick succession by the bursting of the tech bubble, the hanging Chad disputed U.S. presidential election, and then, of course, the attacks of 9/11, the last two decades have seen a relentless cascade of rising pessimism and dystopian gloom. For a time, that sense of impending gloom was most pronounced in the Western world, but with spreading anxiety over climate change and the effects of COVID, we've reached the end of 2022 with a disagreeable form of globalization. Everyone, it seems, feels grim about the present and worse about the future. And yet, the truth is that far more went right in 2022 than most of us recognize. Rather than being the sum of all of our fears, the year was in many ways a possible harbinger of a pessimism thaw. Of course, focusing on what has gone right requires an asterisk, acknowledging that much did not. But we know that already, and the negative skew is a distortion. News, politics, and social media thrive on bad news and hot emotions. People respond more powerfully and immediately to anger, outrage, and fear than they do to hope and calm. That makes it difficult for good news to stand out, but we do ourselves a disservice if we fail to give progress its due. And he goes on and points out that after a tumultuous period in which some began to question the viability of American democracy, the U.S. midterm elections in November proved to be remarkably normal. Those who had come to prominence after 2020 by questioning the integrity of the electoral process failed to gain traction at the ballot box. Turnout was robust, especially for young voters who until 2018 had become increasingly detached and apathetic. And voters surged to the polls despite fears that laws passed after 2020 in states such as Georgia and Texas would lead to voter suppression. That was, of course, a false fear. And he goes on, losers almost everywhere acknowledged that they lost. What a thought! Isn't that wonderful? It is, actually. And that they had lost, as should be the case in a functional democracy. Neither party was particularly happy about the results, but democracy clearly emerged a victor. And he goes on, when we talk about inflation, and of course it hits absolutely everybody, but the fact that we have below 4% unemployment is something that we should cherish and to whatever extent we can hope to protect. He brings up that in Italy and Israel, voters ushered in right-wing coalition governments, but not ones that challenged the legitimacy of elections or democracy. And yes, that is certainly true. Along with increased wages, families in 2022 benefited from a multi-year trend of declining poverty, and especially childhood poverty, trends evident throughout much of the world. So what are the other trends that are actually positive and should encourage us, whatever the clownishness in Washington? We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students is waiving extradition to face murder charges in the state. According to his public defender, Brian Koberger wants to return to Idaho to prove he's innocent. He was arrested last week after weeks of investigations led by the local police and FBI. The former king of crypto appears before a judge in federal court.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges. making his second appearance in a U.S. court following the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange. He faces over 100 years in prison if convicted. I'm Tim Berg.
It appears House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will lose the second round of voting in the election for Speaker. McCarthy doesn't have the votes to hit the 218 that's needed to secure the Speaker's gavel. Multiple ballots have been needed to choose a Speaker, something the House hasn't seen in 100 years. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, big news from Washington, House adjourned. And after three painstaking roll call votes, none of which were close to resolving who is going to be the next Speaker of the House, it clearly is going to be and should be a Republican, because the Republicans got more votes. What a concept. They actually did get more votes for their candidates for the House than the Democrats did, and they elected more members. Not by a lot, but by enough to win a majority. They have the same majority, exactly five votes total right now, that the Democrats had against them. And that didn't stop Nancy Pelosi. What is stopping Kevin McCarthy? The 20 members, it's now up to 20, of his own caucus who won't vote for him, even though if any five of them decided, you know what, this is stupid, and this, again, is, I think, part of the hope in adjourning early before they did their fourth round. They're going to be resuming tomorrow at noon. And my very strong guess is that Kevin McCarthy is going to sit down, maybe have a few brews with some friends. He used to run a restaurant. I think his first business, he was running a restaurant deli out in Bakersfield. And in any event, so maybe don't target all 20, because you'll never get the Matt Gaetzes of this world, who is so invested in defeating Kevin McCarthy, his own leader in the House. And Matt Gaetz has his own problems with his ethics investigation of being involved with women below legal age, which some people might actually consider serious. Okay, he needs to find five members among the 20 who voted for someone else to speak, to come over and say, okay, we won this majority, and now we're going to, did I say five? No, he needs to win more than that. He needs to get a higher percentage of the people who were there. In fact, he needs to get, what is it, 15 of the 20. And that's going to take some persuading. What I hope it doesn't take is that he makes some deals to give them special power and special privileges that they would have gained by this mini rebellion. We're talking about people who are looking at the good news in the country that has gotten absolutely scant attention, except in a few important columns. Here is one from the, not from the New York Times. It didn't appear in the newspaper. It appeared in their website, however. They have The Morning. And The Morning by German Lopez proclaims, good morning, a drop in murders this year. Yes, you heard me. Meaning this year, last year, 2022, exemplifies the kind of news story that can get relatively little attention. And he writes that at the start of this year, America's crime trends look grim. Murders had spiked at a record speed in 2020 and increased further in 2021. But now that the year 2022 is ending, it's clear that the violence has eased. It hasn't ceased, but it's eased. Murders in large U.S. cities are down more than 5% so far in 2022 compared to the same time last year, according to research from AH Datalytics. Gun deaths, injuries, and mass shootings are also down this year. What happened? COVID disrupted much of life in 2021 and 2022, including social services that helped keep people safe. That applies not just to policing, but also to places like schools and addiction treatment facilities that can help people, especially young men, the more common perpetrators and victims of violent crime, stay out of trouble. As life slowly has returned to normal, these programs have reopened and helped suppress murders and shootings. And he writes this, and I think it's important to take to heart. The drop in murders is genuinely good news, the kind that often goes unreported. Think about how many headlines you've seen about the rise in murders compared to stories about the subsequent decline. That gap demonstrates another point that regular readers of this newsletter, it's a New York Times-sponsored This Morning newsletter, will be familiar with. The news media tend to have a bad news bias, which is something that I've been writing about for 30 years, literally, that there is a bias for bad news. I mean, my line is that we don't have a news business in America. We have a bad news business. They cover any kind of plane crash or mishap, but a safe on-time landing? Never hear about it. Though the safe on-time landings are vastly more common. Some of that is driven by journalists' decisions, hence the old cliche that if it bleeds, it leads. Studies also suggest that negativity gets a bigger audience, so journalists are, to some extent, giving readers what they want. That bias warps people's perceptions of the world as rates of murders and other crimes plummeted from the 1990s to the mid-2010s. News outlets regularly covered shocking individual crimes, and a majority of Americans told Gallup that crime was trending upward. And most Americans still say crime is up. There are still reasons for caution. Data from this year suggested other kinds of crime besides murders and shootings might have increased in 2022. Murders are still higher than they were in 2019. And it's possible the trends reported in large cities don't apply to the entire country, although they have in recent years. But the data we do have suggests the country's murder and shooting rates are heading in the right direction. As the year comes to a close, it's good news. You can celebrate. And shouldn't we celebrate wherever possible? There's also Washington Post ran a piece from their opinion authors, 15 reasons you should be hopeful for 2023. What are they? Well, well, some of them have to do with prospects for Democrats winning, so I'm not sure that I'm going to be hopeful about that. Or many of you will be hopeful about that. But here's a contribution from my friend Hugh Hewitt, who wrote, in July, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed the most expansive school choice legislation in American history. Arizona students who opted in will receive about $7,000 to use for a public school, private school, secular, religious, or homeschooling. Republican governors backed by GOP supermajorities in Iowa and Ohio promised breakthrough legislation building on the Arizona model in the coming year, meaning 2023 could be the start of a golden era of American education fueled by a commitment to excellence for every student and made possible by empowering parents to choose what's best for their children. Choice in education, isn't that terrific? And then E.J. Dion, who's been a guest on the show many times, he writes, my hopes for 2023 are driven by the next generation and the many signs that democracy is stronger globally than it was even a year ago. Thanks to my teaching and my own children, I encounter many who are younger than 35. Their commitment to social justice, personal freedom, and political reform is inspiring, and their role in our public life will only grow. In the competition between authoritarian and democratic forces, the small d Democrats showed their vitality around the world, most dramatically in Ukraine. So let's join in cheering democratization powered by the energy of the young. I think, regardless of your political orientation, most people can agree with that. We'll be right back with the latest on the congressional struggle coming up.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On the Michael Medved Show, we just gave you a snippet of comments by Marjorie Taylor Greene to the press. Comments that sounded perfectly sensible, down-to-earth, appropriate. Comments aimed at some of her colleagues in the Freedom Caucus and over in the, people often call it the right wing of the Republican Party today, who have opposed Kevin McCarthy's bid for the speakership, basically helping who and what exactly? Well, that was what Marjorie Taylor Greene was asking. She has been supporting Kevin McCarthy for speaker consistently and for a while. And here's what she said about reasons that in the current situation she is upset. She often is. This is the Congress lady from Georgia. Listen.
I am why I'm upset, because Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, and Scott Perry, the chairman of the Freedom Caucus, walked in Kevin McCarthy's office last night and made their own personal demands for which subcommittee chairmanships they want to have and who they want on committees and who they want taken off committees. And guess what? The chairman of the Freedom Caucus negotiated nothing for me. Nothing for me. And I'll back this.
Okay. I'm not sure they negotiated anything for each of them either, because they all voted against Kevin McCarthy for speaker. They resume tomorrow at noon with the fourth ballot. And the expectation is that there will be lots of wheeling and dealing to get the switch by some of the 15 people of the 19 or 20, they're actually 20 now, he needs to get 15 of the 20 people who currently are supporting Jim Jordan to support him, Kevin McCarthy, and then he'll be speaker. By the way, he probably can enlist Jim Jordan personally to help him with that. Then the catfight between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, who was reelected by the slimmest of margins in Colorado, continues. This is what Boebert says actually happened in their earlier meeting with would-be Speaker McCarthy. This is on Newsmax. Listen.
Kevin McCarthy asked us, what committees do you want to be on? We want to be able to spread your influence and these conservative voices out over all committees. Which committees are you asking for? We presented that list, and then we were told that it was just a wish list, and this was for personal gain and not the country. Well, in the absence of trust, personnel is vital. And so we have to be sure that we have strong conservative voices on these committees to make sure that we do have spending under control when we get that authority back in September, since it was surrendered in the omnibus bill. But Kevin McCarthy is fully aware of what we are asking for, and this is something that needs to be addressed. We haven't heard anything from him from these last three ballots that we have seen increased opposition against Kevin McCarthy on. So I think it's pretty simple. He could come to us at any time and say, let's work together to unify the party and get our country back on track, just as each and every one of us campaigned on.
Okay, my guess is if they do reach an agreement, a deal, that its terms will probably not be made too public. It's embarrassing for a would-be Speaker of the House, who, after all, is third in line to the presidency, right after the president and the vice president. And in fact, Joy Reid talked on her show on MSNBC, and of course she's hostile to Republicans generally, about the humiliations that Kevin McCarthy continues to face. This is clip 11.
How humiliating is it that he's having to beg Matt Gaetz when he's not asking for pardons for maybe trafficking a teenage girl? He's wielding power over the maybe next speaker.
Yeah, Joy, and I would start with your comparison to Boehner and Ryan, because Boehner and Ryan had something else that Kevin McCarthy doesn't have, and that is the respect of their colleagues. Kevin McCarthy simply does not have the respect of his colleagues. Consider this. John Boehner, you treated him almost like a parent, like your father. You did not cross John Boehner because you'd be disciplined. Paul Ryan was like your brother, your sibling, your friend. You didn't cross Paul Ryan because you didn't want to cross him. He was too nice of a guy. Kevin McCarthy is getting rolled by every single member of the conference so that they can get whatever they want. In being so openly transactional, he is weakening his hand hour by hour by hour.
Okay, we will see what happens in the hours between tonight and tomorrow, which will be crucial. Steve Doocy on Fox put the McCarthy vote in some historical perspective. Listen, this is clip 5. Oh. Okay, well, we do have this clip. I don't want to go home without sharing this. Speaking of the glories of the year ahead and the year just passed and more positive views, there's a very positive view from a homeless woman who was interviewed in Portland talking about her life on the street. Listen, clip 12.
So how is it like being homeless in Portland?
It's a piece of cake, really. I mean, that's why you probably got so many out here, because they feed you 3 meals a day. You don't have to do shit but stay in your tent or party. Or if you smoke a lot of dope, you can do that. What else? What else, Melissa? What else do I say?
What?
I'm being interviewed. That's really it. It's like you wake up, you go eat a blanche, get high. Go eat a blanche for lunch, get high. Go eat dinner, get high, and that's all you do all day long, every day. I'm being honest.
I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like that's really helping anybody.
It's not. That's why you see all the tents. People are up all night, sleep all day.
Get high. This is an all-American right in Portland, Oregon, is it? There's a new movie that one could say is Tom Hanks' effort to show that there's a basic human right to be a grouch and incredibly grumpy. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Tom Hanks plays an angry, suicidal widower whose crusty exterior begins to melt through encounters with a struggling family that becomes his new neighbors in A Man Called Otto, now opening in select theaters.
What's your name?
Otto.
Otto?
O-T-T-O.
Are you always this unfriendly?
I am not unfriendly.
Okay, you're not. Every word you say is like a warm cuddle.
But this film is too dark with too many tragic elements to deliver the warm, cuddly feeling that fans usually expect from a Tom Hanks project. The structure of the film features many flashbacks that only slowly reveal the real wellsprings of the main character's bitterness and rage. The acting is solid, but the overall impact is more predictable than profound. Rated PG-13, despite some intense scenes of intended self-harm. 2.5 stars for A Man Called Otto.
And on the Michael Medved show, with the information about good developments and encouraging developments at the end of 2022, beginning of 2023, there's a brand new report that shows that Americans in general are having less sex, enjoying fewer friendships, and are experiencing a continued decline in trust in each other and in society in general. What exactly is going on? This is post-pandemic. We will get to that. There's also an organization called Future Perfect, which has 23 forecasts for 2023. This concerns what happens with COVID, with Putin, with the Democrats and the Republicans and their presidential candidates, inflation, recession, and more. We'll confront those predictions, and how accurate have they been in the past with some of their predictions. There's also a new transgender reform in Scotland that establishes a system of what's called sex self-declaration. This allows anybody to change your recorded sex after the age of 16 rather than having to wait till 18, and you can do so having waited no longer than 3 months rather than the previous rating time of 2 years. Is this a good thing? And then in Vancouver, Washington, a teacher's MAGA hat is declared to be a form of political speech protected by the First Amendment. Who says so? A major appeals court. We will get to that as well next time. And, of course, the unfolding drama of choosing the next speaker for the House of Representatives. That begins again in the middle of the day tomorrow in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.